The DNR updates the impaired waters list every 2 years. The plan to add 32 lakes, rivers, or beaches is mainly due to phosphorus pollution. The DNR's Aaron Larson says that doesn't necessarily mean rising levels of the chemical, which is fueled by farm field runoff and other sources.
It's not that we're seeing an increasing trend in higher concentrations of phosphorus in these waters. It's just that, you know, for example, we may have never assessed that particular water before, or we have new assessment criteria.
Larson says phosphorus can trigger more algae blooms, plant growth, and fish kills. Phosphorus is also the main pollutant the DNR wants to add for 18 other waters already on the impaired list. As far as the 25 waters proposed to come off the list, most are beaches along the Great Lakes or inland waters. Larson says it seems some methods are working to reduce E. coli bacteria.
Working with cities to control stormwater runoff that may drain to the beach areas. Also, just information education to users of those beach areas, letting them know best management practices.
Over the next 2 months, the DNR will take public comments on the proposed changes to the impaired waters list. Flambeau Mining already says it disagrees with the DNR's plan to add a small stream coming off the property of the now-closed Ladysmith Mine. But the DNR says there's been too much copper and zinc pollution in the stream. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.